Simon Mem, Siv Gimel, page Samach Tes. Afilu la niach bikli teich kli asu la bikli teich kli asu la nicham tachas megeleisa. Even when you're putting in a kli b'teich kli, you're not allowed to put it underneath your legs. V'chein asu la nicham tachas megeleisa, you're not allowed to put it underneath your head. Keneged reisha. Why is Dr. Mishabuus of Cotton Test? Kenegadosha Shugam Kindach Bazayan. That's also a Bazayan digger place. Afilu Bikli Techli, even in a Kli Techli, Vafila Ein Ishte Imoy, even if his wife is not with him. Now, Aval Shalai Kenegadosha, but let's say it's not Kenegad his head, Im Ein Ishte Imoy Mutta, if his wife is not with him, then it's Mutta, Im Ishte Imoy Tzah Kli Besar Kli. You'll always need a kli b'sar kli. Zakta Meshavira Mutta, Sivkat Nyud. Afila Shalai b'sar kli klal. Even if it's not in a kli klal. Akshamanicham b'inyan shalai is gagulu misham l'tzdadin. It's not going to roll anywhere. Akshamanicham b'kah tachtin l'kah shatachas reishay. The pillow underneath, the pillow underneath his head. Shalai k'neged reishay, but not mamish underneath his head. It's a pillow which is larger than just his head itself. So he's saying that it's mutta, if you're not with your wife. B'sar kli. Yud Aleph. D'haynu shemanicham b'seich kli aykis hamiyuchel and tachas akah. If you're putting it in, if your wife is there, then you need to put it into a kli b'seich kli, which means you put it into a kli aykis hamiyuchel and tachas akah. D'akah mikri kli sheni. A pillow is considered a second kli shenicham b'li kli klal tachas shnei akahim, or put it underneath two pillows. V'leitiru chachamim laniach tefillin and tachas me'ashoysav. If your wife is with you, you're not allowed to put it underneath your head, even kli b'sekli. Or only if you're coming to protect it from robbers. If you're laying with your wife, you should not have it on the bed. There's something that goes out of the bed. Three tvachim. I namach m'sleish tvachim. The matam is below three tvachim. Mutla nicham olav. You're allowed to put it on it. Okay, these halachas, hopefully, they're not really negaya today. I mean, when are you putting it on a bed? When are you sleeping with it?
We have more space.
Yeah, we hope we have more space. Well, right?
The more worried about the shimah.
Siv dalet. Ishta imay.
The room itself is not a problem.
Well, so we spoke about last week in the room. You have to make sure that it's a kli b'sar kli. We said today most of our tefillins are kli b'sar kli because you have two bags.
Yeah.
Svarim's also a problem.
That's only if you have the plastic on the outside, right?
That's only if you have. Not only if you have. Yours is also good.
Why?
Because you have two. Your tefillin's
right,
protected
but
by two.
We said that the inner one we said is meyuchad l'kach.
Right? Right, so I only have to have one not meyuchad l'kach.
That we said?
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah. But then you have your talus that one is enough?
That one's enough. That one's around your talus and your tefillin. It's not meyuchad. And you put your sid in there.
The talus
doesn't have to be.
Right.
Talus doesn't have to be.
Or the
siddur.
No, but the
siddur. Oh, you're right. You're right. The siddur is a problem.
If the siddur is in the outer bag without a plastic.
If the siddur is in the outer bag, you have a problem. Like every other sefer.
Yeah, but when's the shtol zechus? The only time when you travel, I feel like.
Travel a lot, yeah.
And that's in a suitcase already, so. Right. Want something.
True. Sure. If you have any safe, you have to be careful.
Right.
What? Oh, okay, we didn't finish it. Dalid. Siv Dalid. Ishta imay b'mita v'ein yoytza l'shamish. Mikri ein ishta imay. That's considered that like your wife is not with you. Zakim Shabuos of Katan Yud Beis Mikri v'taz oisali is ishtim v'mita atchinech atvilim kli b'sar kli. No, no, you have to at least have kli b'sar kli. Shema yishkach v'yishamish. Hey, Masha B'yagov, I am Bel Yerab. Sifei, what? Oh, it's funny that, like it's not mentioned over here. Yeah, pass Masala, but it doesn't help you. You shouldn't have the, you won't have this problem. Pass Masala happens in Mug, but you won't have the problem of that you're having a Tashmish buzzing in front of the film. We attack it won't be chayshish, it won't be a problem. The same, it shouldn't, right, it's not. The same way we said before, Einish to Ima is no problem. So too, no. Neither is also not a problem.
No, but Taz was trying to tell.
Well, he just says, right, so Mustami means, he just means when it's not a shtibni. He just decided tonight, so I don't know. Sifhei, la nicham b'mita k'neged tzidai dinan k'tachas megir laisav. If you're putting it in a bed, on a bed, k'neged tzidai, it's like it's underneath your feet. What does it mean? Talk to Mishabu, dinan, sifkat nid gimel. Sometimes you're going to turn it over while you're sleeping. And you're going to end up laying in it. Yeah, now, safsalin shebebeis haknesses. This is for you, Bobby. The benches in the beis haknesses, the old shuls, it was always like this. Shetachas safsalin, yesh tevel asniya sham talis and tefillin, right? There was benches. And under, where do you keep your talis and tefillin? Underneath. They had that in the bar park some places.
You pick up the seat.
You pick up the seat, yeah.
And there's a cubby inside.
Right. Yeah.
They still make the
marriage
strong and solid here.
West Orange.
West Orange.
No, the West Orange, they have a little shelf.
In the crown. Yeah, the crown of Barbara, you know the crown? 56? 56?
Big shoe.
Yeah, I'm sure about the Zaydev, right. No? Okay.
Well,
so, that was like West Orange. Yes, I remember the Asa Leishev Al Safsalin. You're not allowed to sit on these benches. Now, even though you're not really sitting on the talis and tefillin, but it's underneath you. V'yesh matim. Aval k'sheyesh chalal tefach ba'teva panui. If underneath the wood, you have underneath what you're sitting, you have a tefach in between. Mutav adi leishav al safsalim. You're allowed to sit on the benches. Val nefesh roi lo lahach mishleiv mokim etcha gam bazeh. Ki betvil n'yesh azal b'kdushas amayit. But v'im kavoi b'masmarim l'kaisil. If it's connected to the wall, then you're allowed to sit on the chairs, on these benches. Because then I don't see it up, Kilo, you're sitting on it. I see it as something in the wall, and therefore it's not a problem. So now your case again, what's your case with the airplane?
So, no, sometimes it's not even
on the overhang.
The airplane was at, it was hanging, that was...
No, he's asking something else. He's asking.
If you have your bag under your seat.
Sometimes you have a laptop bag, a small bag, so you try to get it up there.
Even if you don't have a tefach, it's even better than this. Because there's no shachas to the seat.
You don't have something like the person in front of you. What about the person themselves? Are you allowed to do it?
Same thing. What's the difference?
Why is it like my smell?
It's better than
why?
Because over here...
Okay, it's not even attached?
You're not sitting on it. We don't see you sitting on it. Over there we see you sitting on it. That is the bench, is what you're sitting on. Here, it's like a shachas.
So
anyways, the tefach is a seat anyways.
Right,
this is awesome, man. It's a tefach, it's automatic a tefach, the seat. Unless it's an altar plane.
Is it considered putting your tefillin on the ground?
No, so you're making sure you're not putting it, you don't put it on the ground.
No, it's in a bag.
But it's
in
a bag.
It's in a bag, it shouldn't be done, a bag in the ground, but you put something in between. Oh, you're talking about on the ground? I think you meant because you're sitting on it.
No,
it's down to put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Normally, you don't put it. Oh, you put it on the ground.
They make you put it underneath the seat in front of you.
It's in a carry-on on the ground.
No, so if it's in a carry-on also, so that's a mezuchashtak, a makot, a mekel. I thought you meant because you're sitting on it.
Oh. No.
But
it's the ground.
It's a gimel. It's a gimel says it's by your feet. That means your feet are mounted on top of it? Or just, it's not there?
Yeah, that's laying. That's what it's on here. That's not called on your feet. You don't stand. You're not putting your feet on it.
No.
Yeah,
sometimes if there's no room, you put your feet around it. You try to get your... Like, if you have one of those, like a carry-on duffel bag or something, it's okay to put the tefillin in there and leave it on the ground?
You're not using
it
as a footrest.
No, you don't use it as a footrest. Yeah, put it on the ground. That's a... You ever went to Swarmstone and you saw what's going on
there?
No, I literally... But it's not Swarmstone. That's...
Yeah, no.
It's Swarmstone. Putting my feet underneath it and putting it on top of my feet is very uncomfortable. That's what I've been doing.
When was the last time you flew?
What?
What do you mean?
Florida,
and when you put the thing on your feet?
Tefillin?
So my tefillin aren't touching.
Oh, that's good.
The bag.
Oh, that's good.
It's very uncomfortable though. So if I could just put the bag on there, I want to know if that's okay.
Yeah, you could do that. But not your thing itself.
No,
put
no,
the
no,
bag
no,
in
no,
something.
Tefillin bag. In a duffel bag. It's like I carry. A
that's okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's good enough.
No, kids not enough for them.
It's
a
block.
It's a mucker for itself. Zion. No, Vav. Shokach v'shimesh mitasai. We're waiting for this sif to do for you, Mark. We waited for you until you come back to Connecticut. Tzivav. Shalkach v'shimish mitaseh b'tvilin. If by mistake you've forgotten, you're mishamish with tvilin. L'yechez le'bebatim le'betzuis ha'chiyita yadav. You have to make sure you don't touch anything until you wash your hands. Why? M'neshayidayim askani yasem v'shema nirgu b'makam v'tinoifis. Maybe you touched in dirty places. So therefore you have to go ahead and not touch the tvilin. Then you take it off, you remove it until you wipe yourself. Zion. Yashem Bahem, you slept in them with your keri, lo yechez bebatim, lo yechez beetzu a meitzer elam, achi kenuach, yikaneach hakeri me'elo v'yita yadav. Zog to Mishabu, tezvav, lo yechez de bezele chashinu
kolkach. Why is he sleeping with his tail?
I'm sorry?
Why is he sleeping with his tail?
Yeah,
because he didn't sleep for 3 days, then he finally fell asleep.
No, like, kilu, it's normal during the day to sleep with your tail.
No, chashom, no. I mean, as I said, the guy was harving and learning. And Mamash couldn't... Yeah. Oh, well, if he didn't, he was amazed. I mean, he's not going to listen to this either. Okay. Eliyach is the bezele chashin and kol kach shamanogam makam etenovis a kach akil lechaz beretzua. If over there we make it to touch the tzua, so you can touch the tzua, so you can touch the hashes, atul natsum v'etchum etunav v'kei. Before we told you not to. Over here he says that Mustafa didn't, when he was mishamish, so over there we nema that he touched makam etenovis. But if not, he was in the middle of sleeping, so over there we don't say it's a problem and he should touch the tzuas. You're allowed to put on tefillin even though you did not go to the mikveh. Yeah. Ches. Anichnas lesudas kva. Someone who goes into a sudas kva. He's a guy that puts on his tefillin, he wears his tefillin the whole day. And now he walked into a sudas kva. Chalitzan manichna la shulchan adzman bracha. He goes in and takes it off and puts it on the table till bechsamazin. Till he finishes the suda. Because when you're eating a suda's kva, you should not be wearing a tefillin. Because it comes into the hilas. We'll see. V'chayzo manicha, then you put it back on. If you're stam going to head, not by everyone, but by some people, if let's say there's mezainis after shachris, let's say you don't eat so much. Let's say shachris to musik. So then, what do you do? Then that's called an ara and it's mutter. But if you eat a lot...
Maybe the Abraham is only not mezainis.
Depends who. When some people eat mezainis, they have to wash. Some people not. So it really depends on what you're doing. So if them zakhtim shabud, on the mechava that, ain't tzach lecholzim. That's a chiddush. Because pashas, you would think that the cheftz of achila is mesich das. Right? No?
What?
I remember learning that you're not supposed to eat or drink with something,
no? That's not if you're wearing it a whole day, we said. If you only wear chachas, so then yeah, but then you shouldn't be eating.
Do you see people take a drinking? What's the...
Coffee.
Is what?
I don't know, this whole drinking coffee during davening, I don't know where this came from. So now I'm a Kanish Zach. It comes in with their coffees, yeah.
Drink it while you're davening.
Well, that's Asim Chaim Kanievsky, you know, where's this?
It's better than the talking during davening.
You know, said that.
That, you know, that's Asim Chaim Kanievsky.
But where's the
issue? Yeah, is there issue? If you make a brachas, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Fine, but if not, he looked like crazy. He's just condemning it. What are you thinking? But if he didn't find the issue, then it's taka hard. I mean, I don't think anyone else has.
Dapka with tefillin, or you think?
No, stam. It's like it's a new mother. You come and I don't know. It's like a zil.
Where's the mother?
Where's the
no,
mother?
No, I'm saying. I don't know. Doing that. Not what? Right, I'm saying, where's the new style?
What are you also, we're in the middle of diving.
No, it's so common.
You see people in the shul, no? Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's before or after diving.
No. You see people walking
in. Certain shoes, you see walking in. It's like a shtick, no?
Sit there and have the coffee right
there. Kavod Tzviva. It's a posh of the thing, Kavod Tzviva.
First of all, you say Baruch Shalom at
stock. No, really, there's no problem. Make the bracha full. Where's the Santa Claus?
But then you
have
this
is the worst problems they have. They'll drink till Shmanas, or after Shmanas, they'll drink again. They wear Mesir Las. For kids, sure, it's a problem. Sure. You told me now, you went to Shabbos for a minute. Okay.
The problem with Kiddush is not just to finish davening.
No, that God is pasha that,
Stabbos
you know,
kosher.
We spoke about it, that in Faked, you can make Kiddush on B'deyevet Zichri. For your wife, for sure, she can make Kiddush on Avdol. on coffee. No, she can make kiddush on coffee. To make sure you drink your aviyas, but that's not so hard if you wait till. But yeah, but that's what your wife should do, Mash. Mitzvah Shem, the car, yeah? What? Yeah, well, I don't know who should go for.
I don't want to make a coffee, but is that okay? I'll make Abdullah for
a coffee. Oh, you know, Chas v'Shalom. In that direction, okay. Yeah.
Let me just fix the pantry first.
Yeah, Chas, Mishabu. Anichlas v'sudah, Shkva Chelton, the Yeshlocha, Shem Yishtaka v'sudah, v'yizgana v'tvilah. Maybe you're going to go ahead and be Mishtaka v'sudah. That's what we said, v'sudah's Arai, v'sudah's Kvaz, Asa, always drinking. So you can go up in Mishtaka, he's gone up at Tvilah, and it's going to be ignited to the film. Allah Shulchan Kadeshim is a man, and Allah Shulchan Mishas Brach is telling you, leave it on the table. Leave the Tvilah on the table.
You should bench it then.
Yeah, that's what he said, till the Zman Brach. Aval, Lachi Letzai, B'sefer Shulchan Shleim, Mistapik, the Efshad Zel, Dafka Misha Manichin Kol Ayayim. Someone who puts it on a whole day. Aval Loi Misha Daka, Laniach, Mishas Kishma Tvilah, not someone whose Derech is, to wear it, which has kishma tefila. All right.
So this applies to drinking also, or no? Or this is just because it's the suda?
No, what?
No, but we just spoke about it. If you're somebody that's wearing it just for davening,
could
you drink right before davening or right after davening?
That's me could, yeah. Drinking that's me could. Yeah. It's not kedai to do. I mean, but if you're drinking coffee,
somebody's learning after davening, let's say.
Yeah, it's not a problem. All right, near the shi. I'm saying there's some people that are makabal themselves not to talk anything during.
Is this worse than talking?
No.
Is it better than talking?
It's leichter
than talking.
Leichter than talking. Okay. Okay.